The Prime Minister's attack on the Liberal Party for accepting tobacco industry donations is showing no signs of running out of puff, even though the opposition accuses him of double standards. The Liberal leader Tony Abbott says Kevin Rudd has questions of his own to answer over a trip he took last year that was paid for by a foundation funded by tobacco industry donations. During the second full day of campaigning, Mr. Rudd has also taken a swipe at the media baron Rupert Murdoch's opposition to the National Broadband Network. Ashley Hall reports from Canberra.
Ever since calling the election, the Prime Minister has sought to link the Liberal Party to the tobacco industry. He argues taking donations from Big Tobacco blackens the Liberals' brand. And Kevin Rudd picked up that bat again this morning during a business breakfast forum and attempted to use it to whack his Liberal opponent in the Queensland seat of Griffith.
Very easy, Bill, to mouth rhetoric put forward in Liberal Party advertisements, in part paid for by tobacco companies.
The Labor Party hasn't accepted donations from tobacco companies since 2004, when the then leader Mark Latham promised to stop what he called an unethical practice. At the time, the announcement wrong-footed the Howard government. The then Treasurer Peter Costello defended his party's donations policy.
The current government, and presumably any government that Mr. Latham would be part of, if he were part of a government, isn't too proud to take the taxes from the tobacco companies.
Mr. Rudd's opponent in Griffith, Bill Glasson, is a former president of the Australian Medical Association. And while he failed to respond to the questions about tobacco donations during the forum, Dr. Glasson later gave this promise to work to change his party's policies if he's elected.
If I was in the party room and I hope to be successful, then obviously I would be sort of lobbying, I'll be honest with you, I'll be lobbying against it.
For his part, the Liberal leader Tony Abbott defended his party's acceptance of tobacco industry donations.
They don't buy our policy. When I was the health minister, I put graphic warnings all over cigarette packets, and as a result, in part of the policies that I pursued as health minister, smoking rates in this country fell significantly.
Then he sought to turn around the attack. As the proverb goes, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
I really do hope that the question is being put to Mr. Rudd today. Why did you travel to Germany on sponsorship from a tobacco company?
After all, Mr. Rudd last year travelled to a conference in Germany on a ticket paid for by a German foundation funded by a company with tobacco interests. And sure enough, that question was asked when Mr. Rudd again fronted the media.
For you to try and draw by inference a moral comparison between attending an international conference funded by an international foundation, which for the purpose of that conference, or more generally, has a range of funding sources, with the Liberal Party in 2013 taking direct campaign donations worth millions of dollars to fund the political advertisements on the airwaves today, then you're dead wrong.
Although it only takes one mouse click on a website to uncover who funds the foundation. Mr. Rudd also took the opportunity to turn up the heat on the simmering tensions between the government and the chairman of News Corp Australia, Rupert Murdoch. A report in Fairfax Media at the weekend argued Mr. Murdoch's using his Australian newspapers to campaign against Labor because he's worried its version of the National Broadband Network threatens the commercial viability of the pay TV provider Foxtel, which Mr. Murdoch part owns. This morning on Twitter, Mr. Murdoch issued a response of sorts, saying, "We all like ideal of NBN, especially perfect for Foxtel. But first, how can it be financed in present situation?"
It's for others to ask the question why Mr. Murdoch really doesn't want the National Broadband Network to be connected to everyone's home and everyone's small business premises. Does he sense it represents a commercial challenge to Foxtel, which is a major cash cow for his company, or not? But I'd rather hear from him on those questions, or hear from his corporation.
The Assistant Treasurer and Labor member for the Western Sydney seat of Lindsay, David Bradbury, created some media-related trouble of his own today when he rang into DMG Radio in Sydney before this afternoon's interest rate decision.
If interest rates are not cut today, then Mr. Hockey and Mr. Abbott will be the only people in the country that will welcome that decision.
No, that's obviously, David, that's not...
That's obviously not right. What he said was...
Glenn, are you a Liberal Party member here, or what's going on?
No, I'm just trying to... You know the context of what he was saying. You're trying to twist it into that the Coalition wants higher interest rates, which you know is a nonsense.
This is extraordinary. I've never experienced anything like this.
One old hand with little sympathy for today's politicians and their media problems is the former Prime Minister John Howard.
The price of petrol was going through the front page of the same newspaper. And they had, Peter Costello and me dressed up as sheiks. I mean, you know, the implication was, you know, we were responsible.
Mr Howard offered this advice today at lunch in Sydney.
I think the average Australian will say, well, if you start whinging at the beginning of a campaign about immediate treatment, you're a bit sensitive. You just got to cop that.
The former Prime Minister John Howard ending Ashley Hall's report.